This morning, God's word comes to us from Psalm 139. Psalm 139. We're going to begin our reading at verse 13 and then read just through verse 18 of that psalm. Psalm 139. Beginning at verse 13, what we hear now is God's word. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. Here we end the reading of God's holy word. Well, as Bernie mentioned earlier, it is Sanctity of Life Sunday, a day on which we remind ourselves that wonderful truth that God values life. God values life from birth to death, and even before, and even after. This morning, we look at Psalm 139, which is a psalm that pictures the power of our God. Now, we did not read all of this psalm, but the psalm begins by reminding us that God is the God who knows all things. The psalm begins, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down, you know when I rise up. God knows all things. He is powerful. He knows our thoughts. He knows our desires. The psalm begins with the power of God's knowledge. The psalm goes on to speak of God's presence. In verse 7, it says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. God is everywhere. He knows all things. He is everywhere present. He is a great and glorious and powerful God. And then, after describing God's power, after describing God's majesty, David reminds us that he is also a personal God. He's not a God who is great and glorious and far off, who is unknowable and who knows nothing of his creation, but he is a God who knows us. He is a God who cares for us. This morning, we're going to talk about the blessing of knowing that God, the God who knows us, the God who is our creator, the God who is our sustainer, and the God who is our redeemer. David says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." David reminds us that God is the God of creation. He is the God who made all things. God is the God who spoke and the world came into being. God made something out of nothing. Only God can do that. God made something out of nothing. That is his power. Now, you know I'm not very handy. I can't make anything out of something. God makes something out of nothing. That is the great and glorious God who knows us. God speaks, let there be, and there was. It's not even as if this creative power expends God's abilities at all. He doesn't get tired. He simply speaks, and things come into being. He's a creator God. He's a God who made all of the plants and all of the animals. And in God's creation, we see something of his variety, something of his creativity, with all the various kind of plants around us. On New Year's Day, it is our regular tradition to watch the Rose Parade. I love watching the Rose Parade. And when you see all those floats and all the different kind of plants that are used and the colors and the variation, the variety, and God made it all. It's a reflection of how glorious it is that he is. He made all the animals. Kids, I love going to the zoo. I love going to look at all the different kinds of animals that there are. God made them all. And even think about the variety. God didn't just make one kind of each animal. But there are different kinds. Think about a cat. I like cats. Think about a cat. There's not just one cat. But there's different colors of cats. There's different sizes of cats. There's different types of cats. All the variety. All the creativity. God made it all. He is the creator of all these things. And then God crowned his creation. God crowned his creation by making man in his own image. David says, "You knitted me together in my mother's womb." A reminder that God took special care to form mankind. Mankind formed from the dust of the ground. God's intimate connection with that which he had made. There's a wonderful set of poems from the early 1900s written by James Weldon Johnson, a man who describes God's creation in very earthy language, but that talks about the intimacy of God. Weldon Johnson says, "God thought and he thought till he thought, I'll make a man. Up from the bed of a river, God scooped the clay. And by the bank of the river, he kneeled himself down. And there, the great and mighty God, the one who lit the sun and fixed it in the sky, the one who flung the stars to the farthest corners of the night, who rounded the earth in the middle of his hand, this great God, like a mammy bending over her baby, kneeled down in the dust and took a lump of clay till he shaped him in his own image." Johnson's very, very human depiction of how God would be so intimate in the creation of mankind. Created man in his own image, in true righteousness and holiness. And that same God is still involved today when a child is born. David says, "You formed me. You formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I am fearfully and wonderfully made." God's special care in the birth of a child, the creation of a child. Yes, he is great. Yes, he is powerful. Yes, he's glorious. He made the heavens and the earth and all they contain. But he's a personal God, a creator God, a God who made you. David goes on, verse 15. He says, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. We were not hidden from him. He knows us, and he cares for us. He is God, our sustainer. The God who knew us even before our birth, as we were woven together in the depths of the earth, our unformed substance coming together by the hand of God. He is the God who sustains pregnancies. We now have the medical advancements today whereby a woman can go in and get an ultrasound to see the child that she is carrying. God doesn't need an ultrasound. God sees that child. God knows that child. God is caring for that child and sustaining that child. He knows us. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that are formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. God knows our days. God knows what will happen to us and cares for us in order that those things might take place. We think of the prophet Jeremiah, how in Jeremiah chapter 1, God says, "Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. I knew you before you were born, and I determined what you would do in life. I made it possible for you to do that." He is God, our sustainer, even before we are born. And we think of John the Baptist still in the womb when Mary comes to visit from Luke chapter 1. "In those days, Mary arose and made haste and went to the hill country to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud voice, 'Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy.'" Already recognizing Jesus Christ, John the Baptist leaps for joy. Pre-born children are living beings. They are not a clump of cells. They are not potential life. But they are those who are known and who are sustained by God himself. He knows us from our earliest days. He knows the end of our days. And that is a comfort for us as well. You determine the course of our life, the psalm says. God directs us. God guides us. God brings us along. I was visiting with someone just recently, and we talked about a number of things, and they said, "You know, so many of the choices in my life were not made by me. They were made by God." How true. God directs. God leads. God guides. He is the one who's in control. He knows us at the beginning of our life. He knows us at the end of our life. He knows how and when that end will come, and he will take us to be with himself. And what an assurance and a comfort that gives us. Our birth was not outside of God's sight, and our death will not be outside of his sight and outside of his control. He knows us, he cares for us, he sustains us. He continues to do so today. He knows your joys. He knows your trials, your struggles, your fears, and your worries. God knows your concerns. about your children, about your grandchildren. He knows your concerns about your marriage. He knows your concerns about your health conditions, about your finances, and about the future. And this God who knows you is the God who sustains you. He is the God who is able to provide for all of your needs abundantly. God upholds us, God sustains us, He knows us and provides for us. Oh, the blessing, the comfort of knowing a God like that. God knows our deepest need. Verse 17. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. God meets all of our needs. He meets our deepest spiritual need. He meets our need for a Savior, for a Redeemer. God created man perfect in His image, placed him in a beautiful place, the Garden of Eden. But Adam and Eve chose not to stay in the way of God. They chose to be disobedient and by their actions plunged themselves and all of their posterity into sin. What would God do? His beautiful creation now marred by sin. God would redeem His people in the most unbelievable way possible. How vast are your thoughts? They are so far beyond me. God would redeem His people by sending His own Son. His own Son who would live among sinful men and women, who would take all of their sin on Himself and go to a cruel death on a cross. Who could have imagined that is how God would redeem His fallen children? Through the work of His Son, Jesus Christ. And God continues that work today. He continues through Jesus Christ to redeem fallen men and women. And so once again this morning, the call of the gospel goes out. If you want the comfort, the blessing of knowing a God like this, then put your faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. Put your faith in His finished work on the cross and be brought in by the grace and mercy of God into that close and intimate fellowship with Him, the God who knows you, the God who provided everything, including the Redeemer of His people. Oh, the psalmist says, how precious to me are your thoughts. How precious to think about what you have done for me. That your care for me is not for this life only. Oh, God does care for us in this life. He cares for all of our physical needs. He gives us the means of grace whereby Lord's Day after Lord's Day, we can be fed by Him spiritually. But He knows the end. The psalmist says, when I awake, I am still with you. Our salvation is not like a dream. It's not like something that disappears when the end is here. But when God takes us to be with Himself, those whom He has redeemed will awake and be in the presence of this great, glorious God. What a comfort. What a hope, what an assurance. The God who knows us, the God who knows you, the God who is your creator. He knew you already in your mother's womb as he formed you together in the secret places. He knew the day of your birth. He knows the day of your death. This great, glorious God, this majestic God, this creator God knows you from birth to death and every day in between. He knows what you are going through right now. He knows your needs right now. He knows your concerns right now. He knows your desires right now. And he is the one who is able to provide for all of those things. We know that. We know that because he has provided for our deepest need. He has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem a fallen people to be his very own. Do you know this God? Do you know him through his Son, Jesus Christ? To know the blessing, to know the comfort, to know the joy of having a God who knows you. Let's join together in prayer. Lord our God, we praise you, for we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, O God. Our soul knows it very well. We praise you, Lord God, for all of your glory, for being the creator, the powerful creator who created us in your image. We praise you for being our sustainer who knows our needs and will provide those needs at the appropriate time and the appropriate way. And we thank you, Lord God, for being our Redeemer, the one who has taken us from death to life, the one who has given his own Son, Jesus Christ, that we might live through him. Lord God, this morning, give us assurance, give us comfort, give us strength, knowing you, for you, O God, know us. Hear our prayer for Jesus' sake. Amen.